I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Susie Larson Live.
It's only just a matter of
welcome to Susie Larson Live. Always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, I have a very special guest today, and guess who it is? It's you. I actually cannot do the show without you, so talk about pressure. I'm counting on you to engage with me, and we do this show typically every year as well, and it's three questions that I ask my boys. We've asked our boys these same three questions every year since they were in grade school. We do it on the eve of Christmas Eve, and I like to dedicate a show where we just sort of reflect on the things God has taught us. So the phone lines are open and the text line is open. So I'm going to just kick it off real quick and just kind of explain to you what we're doing, but I don't want you to feel like you have to answer all three questions. I just want you to reflect on what God has taught you in this last year and what life lesson you're taking into the next year. So let me just tell you, first I'll give you the questions so you can call or text in. And just for incentive, the first three people to actually call me, because it's way better to talk with you so I can pray with you. I didn't even tell Angie this yet, or even Rosie this yet, who's call screening. And Rosie is Bill's producer, so she's stepping in. So amazing to take your call, so make sure you greet her. But the first three of you to call, I'm going to give you a copy of my book, Prepare Him Room. We just have a few left. They're sold out everywhere, but I'm so grateful. And I might even throw an ornament in there, because how's that for bribery? What do you say? 877-933-2484. First, I'll give you the three questions, and I'll give you the backstory. What did the Lord teach you this past year? So what did the Lord teach you? Maybe there's, you know, if you are my guest, the question would be, what has he been talking about these days? But is there something he's been talking about these days, or is there something that really stands out to you in this last year where you could step back and go, yeah, this is something the Lord taught me this year? What did the Lord teach you? What life lesson are you taking into the next year? And what do you want from the Lord in the coming year? You can even just pick one of those if you want, or I can walk you through if you call or text, and I'll give you all three. What did the Lord teach you this past year? What life lesson are you taking with you into the next year? And what do you need and want from the Lord in the coming year? 877-933-2484. If you call, say hey to Rosie, and the first three of you to call will get a copy of my Prepare Him Room Advent book. And text as well, 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So when our kids were in grade school, we started something called our Eve of Eve candlelight dinner. We turn off all the lights. We light the candles. There's a call that just came in. 877-933-2484. The first person who called, you're getting an ornament too, because that takes some real bravery. Let me just tell you. So we light candles. We turn off the lights. We put on Christmas music. We take our time around the dinner table. And then we would just sit after our meal, and we'd answer these three questions. Our boys were young, but they jumped right in. What life lesson? Or what did the Lord teach you this past year? What life lesson are you taking with you into the next year? And what do you want from the Lord in the coming year? And we would take quite a bit of time going around the table. And I remember when one of my boys said, and I loved it because I love the word he used. I think he was in ninth grade. He said, I want to know everything that I possess in Christ, and I want to appropriate it in my life. How's that? I love that so much. And boy, you know, and it might just be I'm learning to trust Him more. Rhonda says I'm learning surrender, which is beautiful for me, Rhonda. Every time I get to this place of angst where I'm so frustrated, mostly for me, it's around my health issues. When I come to a place of surrender, that's where peace floods in, you know, and there's so much peace in that. And I applaud you, Rhonda. Thank you for that. So what did the Lord teach you this past year? What life lesson are you taking with you into the next year? And what do you want from the Lord in this coming year? Well, one of the things as I wait for these calls to get processed, I'll give you that number one more time, 877-933-2484. Surrender is part of it for me too, Rhonda. I will tell you that. But it just, you know, this has been a hard year for me health-wise, and then just such deep grief and sadness over what's happened in our nation and even in the world. And really, so many narratives where it has felt like truth, you know, has been thrown to the ground. So there's been a lot of that where in the physically, it's harder for me to process, you know, hard things when I'm physically not feeling well. So pressing through to going, get the mind of Christ. And when I found that passage in Psalm 85 that said, truth springs up from the ground and righteousness smiles down from heaven. It was just one of those aha moments. It looks like we lost a few calls that are trying to come in. This is just do your best if you can. 877-933-2484. And we'll get it done here. But when I understood that, yes, even when people throw truth to the ground, truth is going to keep springing up. As long as we keep showing up and sowing seeds of truth, it's going to keep springing up. And no matter what, even if we don't show up, someone will show up because the gates of hell will not prevail against Almighty God and His church. And so the idea that there's angels gathering in a joyful assembly, so they're smiling, they're singing, and yes, there's reason to be concerned, but there's also much reason to praise. There's much reason to trust God because He is good and He's on His throne. He laughs at the enemy because He knows His day is coming. So when I get in the weeds a little bit too much with my own personal struggle, when I get in the weeds too much with the state of things, I step back and go, there are angels gathered right now in joyful assembly, that God is in a good mood. You know, his heart breaks for the brokenhearted. And the Bible says He's angry with the wicked every day, but it also says He's kind to the wicked every day. Nothing has escaped His notice. So when I ponder and I revel in the love and the goodness of God, faith enters my heart again, and it's easier for me to surrender. I'm wondering, Angie, if we're ready to, I know that Rosie, she jumped in the deep end taking these calls. So are we good to take line one, even if we don't know who it is?
Oh, that's up to you, Susie.
Let's just do it.
Okay.
I see she's got her hands full there with the calls coming in. So let's just grab line one.
Okay.
And see who's ready to chat with us. 877-933-2484. Hey there, friend. You're on the air. Who am I talking to? Yes. Hello.
Me?
What's your name? Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Hi.
Wow. I'm in my car. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I think it's me. Okay.
It is you.
My name is Karen. Okay. My name is Karen.
And tell us, what has the Lord taught you this last year?
To trust. To trust in Him. I absolutely love Proverbs 3, 4, and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and always acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. I know a lot of translations say straight, keep your paths straight, but as we all know, it's been a crooked road. There's been a lot of turns and hairpin turns, right, in our world. In our own personal lives with health and so many things that we all struggle with. But that is, just to trust and not get caught up in fear and just the negativity.
Yeah.
To try to rise above, and we can only do that through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. It is a day-by-day, moment-by-moment thing, but it's what pleases His heart. And Karen, what are you hoping for? What do you long for from the Lord in this next year?
And it goes along that same vein of trusting and just trust Him to provide me with discernment, to know what to say, to know what to do, to orchestrate His will in my life, and to be ready for all of those God promptings that might be coming up in my own life.
Very good. It seems like He's calling you to a deeper place of dependence and a deeper place of abiding so that you can bear even more fruit than you've bore in this year in Him. And I think I just sense an invitation from Him because of the things that He's, you know, stirring up in your heart. I think that's beautiful, Karen. And I know you're driving. And so if you have a hard time remembering this, we want to get you a copy of my book, Prepare Him Room. To get your address, Angela@myfaithradio.com. You just say, I'm Karen. I was the first caller. Angela@myfaithradio.com. And if you have a hard time remembering that, just come through our website and we'll make sure we get you a copy, okay?
I've passed so many copies on to friends and strangers of your book.
Oh, wow.
And I'm so
you already have
thankful
one.
That you I do, so I don't need one. So please, please save a copy for someone else. I so appreciate the offer, but I've purchased so many and passed them on. So thank you, Susie, for all you do. You're so appreciated and loved by so many people.
Karen, thank you. Thank you for your generosity, and thank you for being so bold to be the first person to call, even if you didn't know you were. I so appreciate that. Thank you, honey. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
All right. 877-933-2484. We're going to grab Mary before we go to break. Mary, thanks for holding, and thanks for being so bold as to call in. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Susie. I'm so glad to get to actually talk to you. I'm a new listener, and I just love your show. You guys have really helped encourage my faith as a new believer and coming to Christ. And I just want to say one thing that God has taught me this year is that things I thought were in my control are truly not in my control.
Isn't that the truth?
And to learn to surrender that control.
That is beautiful. Mary, do I hear a little tinge of Southern accent in your voice?
Yes, ma'am.
You broke up. Where are you from?
I'm a child in Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Well, so good to hear your voice. And I love that you're new to the family and new to the Faith Radio family. And the fact that you're learning that lesson of surrendering control at this stage of the game makes me wonder what God has ahead for you. What do you want from the Lord in this next year?
I want a stronger relationship. I want to be able to not just know him, but have a love, a hunger, a passion to not only for myself, but to share with others, to encourage them and to show them that.
We're losing you because you're breaking up. Sometimes when we drive and are on the phone, on radio, it doesn't always translate. But Mary, I just pray, Father, that you would pour out your spirit on her. I pray that you'd surprise her with your goodness. I pray that everywhere she turns, she would see evidence of your handiwork in her life, and that you would accelerate her passions and her growth and even opportunities, Lord God, for her to see you work in and through her. We thank you for Mary in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to pause here and take a break. When we come back, we're going to grab a call from Christine, from Rhonda, and I feel like a few others have called in. And Kathy says, this year I've learned about the goodness of God. Oh, Kathy, I love this. No matter what happens, God is always good. Somebody got to give me an amen. She says, I want to learn more and more about his goodness in the upcoming year. Kathy, that might be your word, goodness. Goodness is coming, friend. You know what? His ways are always good. Goodness and mercy chase us and overtake us, as Psalm 23 says. This is one of those shows of self-reflection. I like to do it at the end of the year, every year, where we just sort of take some inventory. What has the Lord taught you this past year? What life lesson are you taking into the next year? What do you need from the Lord in the coming year? Answer one or all of those questions. You can text or call 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning in. Susie Larson here. And every year around this time, I like to do a show kind of where we just sort of take inventory of the past year before we exit this year and enter the next. So good to take a look at what God has taught us. And I mentioned at the opening of the show that we do this as a family and have since our kids were in grade school. What has the Lord taught you this last year? What life lesson are you taking into the next year? And what do you want from the Lord in this coming year? And I'm just asking you answer one or all three questions. We've got the phone lines open. Thanks to Rosie, who's Bill's producer, stepping in. And this is new for her, answering phones. So say hey to her, 877-933-2484. You can text as well. Christine is on hold. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Hi, honey. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. I'm a pretty new listener as well. I don't have a word. I'm studying Matthew with my Bible study group. I'm struggling this year with the parables. I learned a great deal from them. And this year, I am going forward with hoping to learn more from Matthew and what Jesus wants us to know. But I'm also, for the next year, asking God. I was told when I was a baby, it was a very traumatic birth. We almost died, both of us. And I was told that my mother had a visitation. The visitation said, she's supposed to write a book about God. Well, I'm getting older now, and I still don't know what to write. I'm not a minister or a priest or anything, and I don't know what to write. So a lady did tell me, another writer told me, you should sit down, ask the Holy Spirit to tell you what to write. Just sit down, get a piece of paper, get it and pen, and just, and so that's what I'm hoping that God will give me in the coming year.
Oh, I love that. Well, I can't even add anything to that. But Lord, I do pray for Christine. I pray that revelation would come. And as she sits with you, that you not only write the idea of the book on her heart, that you'd write it right through her. And I pray it would flow like a river. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Christine, I love your heart for God and love your heart for his word. And I have full confidence that he will speak to you and tell you what you need to do. So thank you for calling today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Tom, I'm going to take you after Rhonda, and then we got Travis after that. Rhonda, thanks so much for holding. You're on the air.
Sure. So my word was surrender, and I have learned this year that even though you may have wonderful dreams, that they can crash, and you can feel like there is no way God can redeem this situation. And so what I'm praying for next year is for boldness to believe that, yes, God, who says he can do the impossible, that he can show me that he can redeem an impossible situation, that I'd have the faith to believe it.
That's so wonderful, and it is absolutely true. You know, he brings beauty out of ashes, joy out of sorrow, and that is, you know, that's what he does. And it's like he so often does it in a way we least expect, in a timing that doesn't always suit us, but he does it, and it's who he is and it's how he is. So I pray that he would surprise you in this coming year, and you'd start to see evidence that he's doing exactly that. Thank you, Rhonda, for calling. I pray God to just completely surprise you and overwhelm you with his goodness.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
And to you. Wow, that's so beautiful. 877-933-2484. Tom's calling in from Fargo. Hey, Tom, long time no talk. Good to hear from you. Are you there, Tom? Oh, we're having a little trouble. We're going to come back to Tom, and we're going to grab Travis. Sometimes, friends, if you're driving while you call, I don't know if Tom's driving, but especially
nope.
We got him. Are we there?
Yeah, you there?
There he is. There he is. I hear you. Tom, how are you?
Real good. I'm sitting in a chair with a Bluetooth on. That may be doing it.
That is doing it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but otherwise, okay. Anyway, really enjoyed you and Kevin last night on Facebook Live. And also, I've been camped in James, and that seems to I keep coming back.
Talk about that.
Oh, okay. There is a delay. So, actually, James 3, the untamable tongue, especially like James 3:5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things, how great a fire it will kindle. And we have to be careful as to, especially driving, or I do rather, being patient with people and, that's really, and not speaking negativity toward them.
Tom, that we need to do a whole show on that, as you know. I mean, people are so amped up, and it isn't just driving. It's everywhere. If we could, you know, if our words could be marked by kindness and compassion and conviction, so even when we're talking about hard things, to do so with a calmness and a kindness and a compassion, what a difference it would make. So I love that, Tom. I think it's beautiful. And I pray God would continue to just teach you so you can teach us. So thank you for that. I appreciate it so much.
You bet. And I don't want anything. thing, well, of course we want from God, but I think God wants from me trust. I still have fear. And fear and anxiety, and my muscles show it sometimes.
Yeah.
And he wants me to trust. Trust.
Yeah, that's beautiful. He wants that from all of us as well. I think you're so right. Wow, that's so good, Tom. Thank you again. And we're going to grab Travis now before the bottom of the hour break. Hey, Travis, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. And the message I wanted to share is that the Lord is mighty to save. I'm a recovering demoniac. I was an atheist for about 10 years before getting involved in the occult. And it was only by surrender to Christ that any sort of salvation happened. And so I just want to share the message that the Lord is mighty to save.
Wow. Wow. And what do you want from him in the day ahead and this next year? What would be amazing if he moved in your life, Travis? What would you love to see?
Just that everything I say and everything I do and everything that happens to me and everything I think and everything I feel would serve his kingdom.
Wow, Travis, what an amazing testimony. I pray God would guard and guide you as the apple of his eye, and he would move mightily. He is mighty to save. He saved you. I mean, what an incredible testimony. And Father, I also pray that you'd open incredible doors for Travis to share his story, to share of your goodness and your grace, that you truly are mighty to save, and you miss none of it. You don't overlook anyone. And I thank you for drawing Travis into the kingdom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Travis, thank you. Wow.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
You as well. What a testimony. Peggy, I see you. I wonder if we could. I want to get you, but I want to give you some time to. Well, let's just try. Peggy, let's try. And if I have to hold you to the other side, we can do it. How are you today, Peggy? There you are.
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I'm so glad I got on today.
I'm so glad you did as well. Go ahead.
Teaching me to trust him. I'm in a leadership position at our church, and we've had a kind of a hard year as a church. We're looking for a full-time pastor, and there's been some division and hurt feelings. So I'm just praying that the Lord will lead in this new year and guide our church family to become united and to heal from this.
You know, I pray he uses you as a catalyst for that, Peggy. And one thing, Kevin and I were on Facebook last night, and I've actually said this on the show this past week, but God seems to be moving pieces around and people around in ways that surprise us. So there's somebody right now that he's getting ready to uproot so that they can come to South Dakota and be your pastor. And I just pray that you would be absolutely amazed by his goodness. And I pray God would use you as someone to help your body heal, the body where you're a member, to heal. And I'm going to say it again. We really do believe God is moving pieces and people all over the place to serve his purposes. And the prevailing theme we've heard from Peggy and so many is trust. That instead of maybe even asking God what I want from you, he's saying, what I want from you? I want you to trust me. I would love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Love that song. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. You know, again, you hear me say it all the time. Life on earth is short. Eternity is long. And how we live here echoes into how we live there. And every obstacle, every blessing, all of it, there are opportunities that have eternal implications. How we respond to the blessings, how we steward our time, treasure, talents, how we react to those who hurt us, all of it has eternal implications. I'm Susie Larson, by the way. This is Susie Larson Live. And every year around this time, we do the three questions show. And it was born out of this Eve of Eve thing that my hubby and I have been doing with our three sons since they were in grade school. And now they're all married. We've got some grandkids. So we're having to make adjustments on how we do it. But we go around the table and we answer these three questions. And I'm asking you if you would chime into at least one of the questions. I just think it's good to have some time for reflection. And I'm hoping this hour can be that for you, where you just pause and consider what the Lord has taught you. So here are the questions. What did the Lord teach you this last year? What did he teach you this last year? What life lesson are you taking into the next year? And what do you want from the Lord in this coming year? And a prevailing theme, a number of people said, I don't know what I want from the Lord, but I know what he wants from me. He wants my trust. Trust has been a prevailing theme. How about you? Phone lines are open. And Rosie, who's Bill's producer, is actually answering phones for us because it's the holiday season and a number of people are off this week. So she stepped in. So thank her and greet her. But here's the number you can text or call, 877-933-2484. What has the Lord taught you this past year? What life lesson are you taking in with you into this next year? What do you want from the Lord? And don't feel obligated to answer all three. Maybe there's one or two that stand out to you. One more time, here's the number, 877-933-2484. So Tammy, one of my just absolute favorite people on the planet, says, welcome to the family of God, Mary. Mary called in earlier and said she's new to the family of faith. And Tammy says, I'm looking forward to the Lord's invitation to do all that he asks of me, to turn my ear to him and say, because you say so, I'll do what you ask, even if it feels out of my comfort place. I just love you, Jesus. And Tammy, it feels to me like God's been preparing you for this season for many years, and you're ready for it. How beautiful. Deborah says, allowing God to control my life is what I'm learning at 69 years young. I love that. Prayer request, the lady that rents a room from me and has COVID, praying that she doesn't pass it on to me or others in the house, and that I will be well enough to attend the International Missions Conference in Baltimore coming up in December. Father, I pray for Deborah that you put a shield of protection around her and no sickness would come near her, and this lady would heal quickly and no one else would get it. In Jesus' name I pray. 877-933-2484. Carissa says, I haven't had the capacity to actually look back over the year, but what I want most from the Lord in the year ahead is to finally have a breakthrough in understanding how God sees me and my true identity in Christ. I know that is what my heart needs more than anything else. It will transform me on all levels, including my health, relationships, my need for provision. I just need to know I'm loved and safe. And Carissa, it is so common when you deal with chronic illness to have those things feel like they're up for grabs. And in a way that people who have their health just cannot possibly understand. So, Lord, I do pray Carissa would have an absolute breakthrough in the sense of how you see her, who she is, and how secure that she actually is. But I also ask for a supernatural gift of grace and healing on her life. I pray this year she would jump forward leaps and bounds in energy and capacity. I just get the sense as I'm praying, Carissa, that you're going to make these steps forward that may seem inconsequential to you. But when you get to next year at this time and you realize how far you've come, you'll be amazed at all the ground that you've gained. So mark where you are right now, because I really believe you're going to take some steps forward that really surprise and bless you. 877-933-2484. Julie says something so insightful. I love this, and maybe this may apply to you. And this is one of the reasons that we share, is because what God may be teaching Julie, he may also be teaching you. And this is why sharing in community is so important, because we learn from each other. She says, the Lord has taught me that I have had the idol of peace in my life. Who knew that were such a thing? He taught me that by avoiding conflict, I have allowed a continued dysfunction in my life and others' lives. So I'm asking God that he gives me grace to speak the truth in love in each conversation I'm involved in. I'm asking that my heart continue to be open to his gentle yet firm loving hand, and that I grow in humility to trust him for whatever lies ahead. Julie, that is just so brave. I mean, it really is the difference between being a peacemaker and a peacekeeper. And a peacemaker is one who's not content to skim the surface, but wants to go beneath the surface so that true peace can happen. I pray God uses you in ways that you never saw coming. All right, we've got Sam checking in from Missouri. I love it. 877-933-2484. What has the Lord taught you this past year? What life lesson are you taking with you? And what do you want from the Lord in the coming year? Sam, which questions do you want to answer today?
Hi, Susie. The first one and the third one. I spent the most of my adult life when I'm in my early 50s being abused, being shot at, being beaten up, being thrown downstairs while I was pregnant, psychological warfare from a man who was military and who was broken. And, you know, I got myself away from that. And I say that I did. I got myself away from that. I did not include God in it, but he was still there. He provided me with every single thing I needed because I was scared and I was running. So I've been on my own now almost 3 years, and I've been listening to you for a long time, and I cannot I'm going to cry because I just can't tell you how encouraging you are to me. Mm. You and Bill Arnum, too. I love to listen to him because he gives me a real godly man's viewpoint. Mm. And that's something that I have not ever had. So God has taught me that my lot in life is not to be beaten and is not to be tortured, and that's not who I am, that I am much, much better than that, and he has given me my real identity. So that's what he's taught me, is who I really am, and that I don't have to be hurt.
Sam, I'm first of all so sorry for what you've walked through, so proud of you for getting out of it. And you're so right about Bill. I mean, he really is a reflection of a humble, godly man. Who you hear on the air is who he is behind the scenes, even more so, I would say, behind the scenes, where he serves people and humbles himself before the Lord and others. So I'm super grateful that you've seen him as an example of what a godly man can be like. And God, I just pray you'd redeem the time for Sam. I pray you'd heal her from every ounce of trauma. Would you heal her at a cellular level, God, so that truly she can say, the Lord has healed me, the Lord has restored me. And I do pray when the time is right, when Sam's heart is ready for it, that you would allow her to meet a man who loves you, who's strong and protective and patient and kind, and who reflects your heart in a profound way. Would you redeem Sam's story beyond her wildest dreams? And I just thank you for her courage in Jesus' name. Amen.
Susie, you know, for this coming up year, I'm asking God to help me not to hear Satan, because I end up with panic attacks, you know, and anxiety quite often. But I also have heard my daughter-in-law referred me to go to Celebrate Recovery. And that is where I found it, here in my local area. And that is where I found my first friend. Mm. And we have a really wonderful group of sisters that come together. We just had a little sock exchange party over Saturday. But that has also brought me back into the church. And I am now teaching a small group. I used to teach Sunday school as I brought my kids up. But so now I am actually teaching a small group, and I am so excited. But then there are times when I think, you know, I'm doing good, fruit is coming. And Pastor Rick Warren said one time, I heard him say that when you start serving others, you are healing. That is how to know that you are actually healing, and I am healing. But then again, you know, I say, oh, you know, should I be grateful? Like, should I feel good about myself because I'm actually doing something great for someone else? I don't know how to receive that.
Hmm. You know, the thing is, when we start to attach how we should feel about ourselves based on what we're producing, it is dangerous territory, because that's what the enemy wants. He either wants you to condemn yourself for not doing enough, or applaud yourself for doing a lot or too much. And the thing is, that's not the ground where you find your security. It's what Jesus did. And because of what Jesus did, he does great things in and through you. So you just offer it back up to him. Anytime that you're even tempted to, you know, you're so worth it to him that he died for you, he saved you, and he's daily rescuing you and restoring you. And so, you know, anything that he allows you to do, you offer it back up to him and thanks. And then you say, God, do even more in and through me. And then you just keep offering it back up to him. And to me, that's that sacred space where, you know, King David said, all we've ever accomplished is truly from you, Lord. And I just find that to be a safe space. Anything I have, anything I've ever done, it's from you, Lord. So I offer it back up, and I'm going to ask you, help me to live a life disproportionate to who I am. And, you know, when you live in that place, Sam, you realize even in your weakness, you've been made strong. Even in the places of insecurity, he shows up. And it just continually humbles you. And I pray that you call next year and you tell us more of what God's been doing.
Oh, I will. I promise I will. I listen to you on my way home from work. You give me driveway half hours because I'm just, instead of going in the house, because you're talking about something I'm so enthralled in that, you know, instead of just coming on, I just sit in the driveway and I'll just finish listening. And then
that's
I come
amazing.
In.
That's amazing. Well, we sort of are known for our long goodbyes in the Midwest here. So, but wow, honey, thank you. Thank you for calling. And I'm so grateful to be able to encourage you. You are not just a survivor. You're a thriver. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm.
Oh, amazing. All right. Mary Lou's checking in from Shoreview. Mary Lou, thank you so much for holding. You're on the air.
Well, thank you very much. Your book, Prepare Him Room, I had been praying to the Lord for a book like this, and it is very anointed. Mm-hmm. I love it, and I feel the Lord is saying the title of it, You Need to Make More Room in There for Me. Mm-hmm. And I know there's something blocking, and I was just wondering if you could pray that something would break loose.
Absolutely. And can I ask you a couple questions just to help
Sure.
kind of just explore? When you think of maybe something in your past or even in your present that hurts mm-hmm. most, that doesn't feel mm-hmm. resolved, you don't have to say what it is, but does something come to mind?
Yeah, I've had a pretty rough past. And
yeah.
And I get hit a lot from the other side since I'm
yeah.
walking with the Lord. Yes,
Amen.
I get hit
there
quite
you go.
A bit.
Yep. So that is one thing that you can just look to bring that before the Lord to say, what messages is this thing still sending me? What pain is still unresolved? And oftentimes with the gals that I'm coaching, I'll have them finish this statement. If it feels appropriate, I'm not worth. And if they can just, like some may not just, they most people can finish that statement like there's still something unresolved in our souls. Like for me, I had to sort through, I'm not worth healing. And, you know, some might say, I'm not worth marrying or I'm not worth whatever. If there's something that comes to mind when you finish that statement, that's the place where the enemy has camped, where God is saying, I want to occupy that territory because you're worth it to him. And so I'm going to pray for you, but those are some starting points in your time with the Lord. Mary Lou, where you just say, Lord, what is unresolved? What hurts do you still want to heal? And whatever that statement is, to say, show me what's actually true here. And that will be a breakthrough point for you, because those are the things that block our path. And once those open up, you will start to know him in a way that will take your breath away. So how does that sound?
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah. He has that for you, Mary Lou, and the fact that you want it is just the cry of his heart, and it's so beautiful. And I feel expectant for you in this next year that he has good things ahead for you. And so, Lord, I lift up my dear sister, Mary Lou, to you, and I thank you for allowing our paths to cross. And, Father, I thank you that you don't hide from us, and you don't even hide things from us. You confide in us because we fear you. And I pray you'd confide in Mary Lou in the ways the enemy's been hiding in the shadows and keeping things from her. Would you expose his schemes? Would you open up her eyes to these places in her precious heart that are unhealed? And I pray that you'd start to address those and speak those. And I pray, Lord God, that as she starts to get revelation from you, that she would just visualize the path clearing. You just clearing the path ahead of her and broadening the path beneath her feet and making a way where up to this point there's been no way. Would you redeem and restore her precious heart in such a way that the enemy just lose his claimed territory and that she gains more ground in you, and especially in this next coming year, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen.
God bless you.
Mary Lou, so good to meet you. Thank you for calling in. Keep in touch. Would you do that?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Lord bless you, my
Bye-bye.
Dear. All right. We're going to pause here, and I've got a few texts that came in as well. But here we are, just taking some reflection, and I think it gives God such glory to say, this is what he's taught me. This is what I want from him in the days ahead. And this is the life lesson. It's kind of a life tool that I'm taking with me in the next year. Text or call 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute.
I know he lives, I know he lives. Jesus the Lamb, the great I am, I know he lives.
Do you know that? He lives, and he's coming again for us. Can't wait for that day. But in the meantime, we live ready. I'm Suzy Larson. This is Suzy Larson Live, and this is a special show because you are my special guest. Phone lines are open only because Bill Arnold's producer, Rosie Brosnan, is stepping in to take your call, so make sure you give her a shout-out. I want you to either text in if you can or call, and we're answering these three questions. These are three questions we've asked of our sons since they were in grade school, and now they're married. We have this conversation around the table with our extended family. What did God teach you this past year? What life lesson are you taking with you into the next year? What do you want from the Lord in this coming year? And, you know, some of you have said, I'm not sure what I want from the Lord, but I know what he wants from me. He wants my trust. So I like that. Maybe then we need to change the question. What does the Lord want from you in this coming year? You can pick one or all, but I'd love to hear from you. Text or call 877-933-2484. I got to say, we don't do these call shows often. And back when I did Live the Promise for 8 years, we had calls every day. And hearing your voice and being able to pray for you is just such a delight. And maybe we pray for the resources to get a call screener every day because there's something so powerful about hearing your precious voice. But either way, whatever makes you comfortable, call or text 877-933-2484. Vince wrote and says, Vince here, I'm in 2 Kings. I've learned that Jesus loves the little children of the world. Perhaps not the 42 that made fun of the man of God, however. Well, thanks, Vince. Appreciate that. Janet says this, asking the Lord for a miracle of restoration. And Lord, we pray for Janet for an absolute miracle. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would do it only you can do, in Jesus' name. And boy, Kathy has connected with some other past listeners, and I'm just seeing this as I'm doing live radio. I'm going to answer that, Kathy, later. She wants to connect with someone else as well, just to help people out. And all right, let's see here. Jean says this, what I would like from the Lord in 22 is a fully surrendered servant's heart like Jesus has. May I live out all 365 days with a single purpose of pleasing the Father as Jesus did. Not my will, but thine be done. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And as Tom had mentioned, Kevin and I were on Facebook Live last night, and I taught from my Devo Prepare Him Room Day 19 called An Unexpected Savior. But also I drew out a 2 Kings 4. There's this place in 2 Kings 4. In fact, before I tell you about that, I'm going to just share a little bit about, you know, when I look at what the enemy has done, and I've talked a lot about fear in the last couple of years. Fear has been the enemy's favorite weapon, but I want to say a close second has been hurt. He's done whatever he can do to hurt our hearts, to hurt our relationships, and there are so many people walking around bleeding under their armor, just profoundly hurt because of family divisions, offense, or, you know, and not even, maybe you're not even just offendable, but you've been profoundly hurt by something so painful that maybe a loved one has said or done. And just the drastic reactions people are making to situations right now, the enemy is just wielding that hurt. And in 2 Kings 4, we read about how this group of young men who are with Elisha, they went to make this stew, and one of the young men unknowingly put a poisonous root in the pot. And so the other young men ran to Elisha and said, there's death in the pot, there's death in the pot. And Elisha didn't dump out the pot of stew. He threw a handful of flour in the pot and kind of deactivated the poison. And I was sort of using that as an analogy or kind of a word picture of, you know, the scripture says every day I put before you life or death, you know, a choice of life or death. And life and death can come in choices big and small. And all we got to do is look at the fruit of our choices. And when there is hurt, when there's offense, when there's fear, and we allow those things to win the day, the fruit of that is toxicity in our hearts. And you know this because I've had Dr. Troy on. I have him on every single month. He's talked about, we've talked a lot about, you know, one of the ways that you really prevent a severe reaction to COVID is ahead of time working on your health, you know, getting your weight where it needs to be, bringing inflammation down. And this was, I don't know, over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, Dr. Troy talked about how, you know, he's had 30 to 40 year old young men come in with a minor rear end accident, you know, just being rear ended in the car. But because they drink big gulps all day and alcohol at night, so high sugar, high process, there's so much inflammation. So when they get just a bump from a car behind them, their whole body goes into trauma. And like they have, it's just like all the systemic breakdown of their bodies because inflammation is so high. But he says, I've had 80-year-olds who live clean, healthy lives that work on their health all the time. in a far worse car wreck and walk away unscathed, because the point is to keep the inflammation down so that you can weather life storms. Well, I would say likewise, that to bring the inflammation down in our souls is to throw flour in the toxic, poisonous stew. In other words, I think of flour as the bread of life, to put Jesus, more of Jesus in our hearts. And so maybe something that we need to do, not maybe, for sure, if there's unforgiveness, if there's bitterness, if there's hurt that feels like an infection, ask for more of Jesus in those places. Ask God, do something in my heart. I need more of you. Where you're bringing the inflammation down, because, you know, life storms are going to happen. But I would say we minimize the collateral damage by getting more of Jesus in our heart, more of his word, more of his truth, trusting him more, as so many have said, surrendering our agenda and our control, going, you know best, God, I'm going to trust you. But how about if we leave this year and enter the next by reducing the inflammation in our souls, by addressing the things that we actually can, guarding our hearts, renewing our minds, and asking, I got to have Jesus. So as we get ready to wrap, I want to play Danny Gokey's version. I don't know that anybody sings it like he does. And then I'll close in prayer. So let's listen in.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. Oh.
Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters listening. I pray that you'd heal what's broken, that you'd restore, Lord God, that which needs restoring, that you'd put vision and passion and clarity in our hearts, oh God, that we could trust you more, walk more intimately with you, and see you work wonders in and through us. We honor you. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for your great love. In your name, amen. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Suzy Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.